What a big win for your team and a great turnaround in less than 24 hours here over a very good Purcell team.
Yeah, it was an extremely well played game on both sides of the ball. They're a tough team to guard. They shoot the ball as well as they do. I've never seen anybody shoot the three that way as far as a whole team goes. And we knew that they were going to, struggled a little bit guarding them, but 35 just draining them from everywhere. So the guys came in with a totally different mindset than they did last night. You know, last night we kind of coasted through the motions, and I think that was everything but that today. You know, they came in with a different mindset. They came in more focused, and they executed. And at the end of the day, you know, nobody wants to take a week and a half break before our next game, going on a two-game skid right there. So for us to come down here and get that win, I mean, that is a huge win at this, you know, point in the season. We knew it was going to be a battle, and it was. But, you know, very proud of the guys.
Well, you have to be happy about the fact that you held some of their big scorers, the Nation kid, to just 7 points. He did not score double figures for a second straight game. And Scrutches was definitely a mismatch, number 35. He had 20 points back-to-back games. But do you think that even though he gave up 66 points, that your defense played pretty good?
I thought we guarded as well as we could for the most part. Late in the game, you know, we were talking about just giving them the layup, but protecting the 3-point line and not helping off. And, you know, the Scrunches kids gets down there, and Kyle plays a great possession on him on defense, forces him to shoot over the top of him on one, and he misses it in a critical point of the game. I think it was about 6 or 7 at that point, and just a solid defensive job. Kind of joking with the other coaches because, you know, we ran our matchup zone. I said, does that mean we got to go to the matchup zone more often? Because I don't want to. I said, we gave up 62 points or whatever it was. So,
yeah.
We'll kind of have to see and play it by the matchups that we have. I thought our defense guarded them as well as we could. But anybody's going to shoot the ball like that, I mean, they're going to put up points. The thing about us is, I mean, we're averaging right around 50, 52 points a ball game, and come out and put up 70 is a great game for our guys. And I thought today they were more loose. Talked about a little bit before the game was, you know, coming into the game, playing loose, but playing smart. And there's a fine line of them, and I think they found that line tonight.
Well, you scored 41 in the game last night against Wichita Trinity. You scored 44 in the second half. And really, for the most part of the game, I think probably, your shooting was excellent. You guys hit high percentage shots, and that was big as well, and attacked the basket as well, drawing fouls.
Yeah, we did. But that was, you know, game plan as far as running our offense was just about, man, feeling comfortable, feeling confident. And that doesn't happen when you're trying to play 1,000 miles an hour. You know, early on in the game, for those that were here and watched it, you know, Bo sets a cross screen and rolls up to the free throw line. And for the first time in his career, catches it, squares up, looks at the basket, and then just pulls a shot. And he makes, I think he went 1 of 2 from him. But just to show that and show that he's capable of doing it makes them come out, which opens up his driving lanes a little bit more. But I think our guys, like I said, they found that balance between loose and smart. And, there wasn't a whole lot of times out there tonight where you thought our guys were rushed. There wasn't a lot of times you felt they were hurried, and last night that was the case. And it wasn't just that, you know, Wichita Trinity's defense was spectacular. They were more physical, but these guys were good.
Yeah.
I mean, they guarded the ball well, too. They mixed it up with the 1-3-1. And I thought our guys did a great job of handling it, but that came down to playing with confidence and composure.
Interestingly enough, here in this game, you guys win at 75-66. You guys have 10 turnovers in the first half. I think unofficially I had you for 10, 14 for the game. Cut down the turnovers. I thought for the most part your turnovers kept Purcell in the game because they scored a lot of points from what I can remember off those turnovers.
Yeah, you know, and turnovers lead to offense for other teams. And with this team, man, they push the ball down the floor as fast as a lot of teams, any team that we're going to play. So transition defense was a big one for us. I thought we did a pretty good job of it for the most part. I feel like in the second half we probably did a little bit better. We had to do better on the turnover part. But, you know, with the turnovers that we did have, you know, a couple of them were forced, a couple of them were rushed. But overall, you know, 14 turnovers, if that's what it is, you know, I could probably live with that on most days, especially playing at a high-paced game like that.
Yeah.
You know, you score 70-some points. And 14 turnovers, that's okay. You know, that'll work out for us.
Well, you get 10 days off in between games here, and it's going to be Colby to wrap up the Christmas break here, or pre-Christmas schedule, the 20th. You go on the road there. What do you guys do next week to kind of get back to or get ready for that game, I guess.
Build on tonight. We'd said that right in the locker room. You know, that would be it'd be a brutal way to go on a 10-day break right there with the 2-game loss. But, you know, fortunately we don't have to. But, you know, as well as we play tonight, there's always room for improvement. But I can guarantee, I mean, practice, we're going to get back after it. We're going to challenge the guys. We're going to get in their face and make them play hard. And, you know, we're not going to take too much time off for sure. You know, we got to finish it up. You know, this game doesn't mean as much if we go to Colby and stub our toes. So, we still got to show up there and ready to play. It doesn't matter who we're playing. We've got to take each game as if it's a big game. And if we come with that mindset, we'll be fine.
All right. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post game. Thanks as always for the time here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.